Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 91.
That may be your fantasy.
Hello, everyone. This is the Nard.
Guess who's back? It's Excalibur.
Every time I meet a man, he's either gay or a bear.
Come with me into the light.
Excalibur.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard.
And this is Rush Limbaugh, and Michael J. Fox is a fraud.
No, just kidding. This is Excalibur.
Rush Limbaugh. He spilled duct tape material for me. I even put duct tape in his mouth.
yes. Yeah, Michael J. Fox is faking on TV. Yeah, right, whatever. Somebody shoot this guy and get it over with.
Okay, anyway. So, all right. Our usual thing that we do. Hold on.
Weekend update.
Yes, weekend update.
It's so fabulous. Play it again.
Oh, okay. One more time.
I'm just kidding. I'm not a Teletubby.
Okay, play it again.
Oh, God.
All right, okay.
Weekend update.
Okay.
Again.
No more. Okay. All right. So, yeah, last weekend was a very, very busy weekend for me. Oh, yeah. I went to... Where did I go? New Orleans. Yeah, I got to see Mike, of course. And we attended the Voodoo Festival. Yeah. So, yeah, I flew in New Orleans last Friday, and we got to watch, well, a movie, which we'll talk about next week. And we watched a concert. It's a Voodoo Festival in front of the museum there in New Orleans. And we got to see Social Distortion and Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. Like it a lot.
And Social Distortion is actually a group I'm slowly starting to get into.
Oh, you like Social Distortion?
Slowly getting into them, yeah.
Yeah, they have pretty cool songs like Ball and Chain. What else? Ring of Fire. They did a cover of Johnny Cash's song, Ring of Fire. That's pretty cool. And what else? Sunday. Actually, that Saturday night that's when people went in costumes at the Bourbon Street, but we didn't get to check them out because we were in the concert. And then Sunday, yeah, we went back and we saw Flaming Lips. And
you realize this song is about nothing.
No, sorry.
And of course, a very hot band in the 80s, Duran Duran.
Oh, you're kidding me. They're still alive?
Yes, they are. Actually,
how were they live, actually? How was Duran?
They're pretty good doing a live show. It sounded like in the radio, I guess, or back then radio. And they did a good job, and they had sang some New Orleans songs just to, you know, keep up the spirit that New Orleans is picking up again, and everything is destroyed. They're kind of exaggerating, but yeah, every band always have that speech that now you're all
you're
the
like
devastation.
You're like a phoenix, you rise from the ashes.
Yeah.
All right,
mm-hmm.
Move on.
Yeah, but then after that, they sang the usual songs that they had before, the famous ones like "Hungry Like a Wolf." The Reflex, Save a Prayer. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we were made to lift our cell phones instead of lighters because they make more light, which is kind of effective. I think they do that now in concerts now.
So I have to ask, is Simon Le Bon still as dreamy as he used to be in the 80s?
No, he looks like really an old man. Really.
The age hasn't been kind to Simon, huh?
No, not at all. But he still has the voice and the moves, I guess. Well, also the problem when we were there, we couldn't really get around much because Mike has a sprained ankle.
Oh.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, poor Mike. He was in crutches walking around. So, well, I hope he's better. I hope he gets better, though, this coming weekend because we're going to be in South Padre Island. So, yeah, Shout out to my partner, Mike. Mike, get well soon. Okay, so on Friday when we get there, I hope he's better, a lot better. Yeah, so how about you? What happened to your weekend? It's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, this weekend on Saturday we attended the Oaklawn Halloween party, which is a tradition that Oaklawn does, and it's kind of like Halloween in the Castro, except more controlled. I mean, the Halloween in the Castro, I remember, just used to get really chaotic and crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Halloween down in Oaklawn, it was crowded, but it was a little more controlled. They did this thing that was great called the Walk of Shame, which is this area that has been designated to be cleared off from any type of foot traffic whatsoever, and people can just walk down this walk and show off their costumes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we saw a lot of interesting costumes. The one that really stood out to me the most was this guy in drag as Carrie White from the movie Carrie, mm-hmm. covered in pig's blood, and he's carrying the pig blood bucket, but on the inside of the bucket was a bunch of tampons.
Oh.
He was throwing the tampons out of the crowd going, plug it up, plug it up, plug it up. Fabulous.
Were they used tampons?
They weren't used tampons, thank God. That would have been funnier.
Oh, God. Okay.
There was this group of old ladies that were sitting next to us, and this guy walked by as the Grim Reaper, and he stopped in front of them and pointed at them and nodded, which was cruel but funny at the same time.
That's scary.
There was a bunch of people dressed in drag as the Red Hat women, you know, the women that walk around wearing the red hats and the purple dresses looking all gaudy.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, as they walked by, it's Greater Tuna live, yeah, as they walked by. But lots of fun costumes. Chris and I, we participated in the festivities. I went as Zorro the Gay Blade. So in order to look like George Hamilton, I had to darken my skin with instant tanning lotion.
You're tanned.
Well, I wouldn't call myself tan. I'm pumpkin. I'm pumpkin colored right now. So, but Chris has earned a lot more respectability points from me for being bold and brassy, because he went as Cupid.
Oh my
and
God.
He went as true Cupid, which means he went wearing only tighty whities, sandals, and wings.
Oh.
And that was it. I could not believe he actually did it. I was floored, and I'm like, my God.
Did he surprise you, or?
He surprised me. Oh, he absolutely surprised me.
He just came out of the bathroom and all dressed up, or lack of dress, I guess.
We had to change in the car. He came out of the car. And the thing that killed us is it was like paparazzi out of nowhere. We're walking down the Walk of Shame, and everybody is snapping pictures of him like crazy. And I'm like, yeah, this is his night to shine. So a big old beefy guy walks around in his underwear. Yeah, that's unusual for Dallas, I guess. So him do it. But my only complaint was that with the type of celebration that the Oaklawn Halloween is, I mean, a lot of straight people come to the Oaklawn celebration, and they bring their kids. And keep in mind, Oaklawn is a gay community, so of course there's going to be some people who are going to get risque and raunchy with their costumes. And the people who went down the Walk of Shame with their risque and raunchy costumes, the parents were complaining to these people because they had their children. And one guy just finally had enough and blew up and said, well, get the fuck out of our neighborhood then. And in a way, I kind of have to agree, because if you're taking the responsibility of bringing your children down to the gay community, then you have to expect that things are not going to be quote-unquote normal in your eyes. You have to expect some sort of raunchiness. So it kind of floored me that, you know, some of the people have the audacity to you know, dictate to some of these people how they should operate their neighborhood Halloween celebration.
Yeah, probably took for them, two guys kissing even, they would find it weird.
Well, there was complaints about that too, yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm just like going, you know what, that's what you get for coming to our neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
Wow. Did you get any prize or anything?
No, there's no prizes or anything. It's just for fun.
Okay.
Just for shiggles, as I say.
Did anyone go as Nacho Libre or something?
There was a lot of just the Mexican wrestlers, period.
Okay.
I will say this, that if I see another pirate, I am going to shoot that pirate. I'm sick of seeing pirates. There were so many pirates there that night, and I'm going, originality, people. I mean, yeah, I can understand. Pirates of the Caribbean, fine. Woohoo. Come up with something original besides a pirate. And it's just like, there was at one point, it was a sea of pirates, and I'm just rolling my eyes going, next.
What if it's like the bad guy in Pirates of the Caribbean? The one with the neck, with the tentacles on his neck? What was his name again?
I didn't see any of that.
Davies?
Davy Jones, yeah.
Davy Jones?
Oh, Davy Jones. There was one person who was dressed as Jack Sparrow, which was a good costume. But the rest of it was just all generic pirates. Mm-hmm. You know, they looked like they were looking for a production of the Pirates of Penzance, and they were lost. And I just got tired of it. Really, really tired of it.
Leave it to Excalibur to judge the parrots.
Now, there were a couple, besides the Carrie costume, there were, and the whatchamacallits, the Red Hatters, there were a couple of other creative costumes. There was a couple that went dressed up as bags of tainted spinach.
With E. coli.
Yes, there was one person who went as this very creative costume as Samara from The Ring, and it was Samara coming out of the well, just like in the video. So he was in black and white, and the well was in black and white, and he had the hair in front of him. He was really creepy looking, and it pulled off really well. And then, of course, you know, here we are, it's Halloween. One of the ultimate bad taste costume I saw that night was somebody dressed up as Steve Irwin.
Oh.
Someone next to him dressed as a stingray, stinging him in the chest. Oh. So somebody went there. So it's like after I saw that, I turned to Chris and Bruce and my friends Bruce and Josh and said to them, you know what? Now I'm waiting to see someone dressed as Madonna walk down the aisle carrying a black baby. Yeah, if they're going to go that far. So that was pretty much my weekend, with the exception of Sunday night having to set the Disney store up to look all Christmassy because it's already Christmas shopping season for retail. A job that was supposed to have been done at midnight didn't end till around 2 in the morning, and I would like to take this time right now to officially say that everybody who works in the home office at the Disney store company who designed the floor move and the window display for us to put up for this holiday season, you're all officially douchebags for not planning it out properly.
You better get out of there, really.
Yeah, I need to get out of there before I go stole it and rip Mickey's head off and all sorts of stuff.
Well, we're in the subject of Halloween, whenever it's Halloween season, it's also a big celebration, and it's because of Samhain.
Yes, we have Samhain for everybody who is pagan and Wiccan. And by the way, the biggest way you can find out if somebody who's being a poser when it comes to saying that they're a Wicca or if they are pagan, if they say Samhain, then Samhain is something from the Halloween movies.
Oh, yeah.
Samhain is the actual religion.
Yeah. I have a couple of friends who are actually celebrating Samhain, and tomorrow they're going to have a party, really. And usually every year we prepare some Samhain cakes for them. You know, a friend of mine, Jeff D in Texas, we would whip up something, go to Walmart, and get some ingredients, and we would make Samhain cakes for them to celebrate. So, unfortunately, we didn't get to do that this year because we were kind of busy. I've been out of town, and then I just remembered today that I'm supposed to do those cakes. But, oh well, maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so
there's a couple people I want to wish Happy Samhain to. Of course, Don and Drew from the Don and Drew Show.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I want to wish Happy Samhain to them.
You should email them.
Mm-hmm. Bruce and Josh, in the LiveJournal world, they're known as Joshua Lore and Enigma Cub. I want to wish them Happy Samhain.
Hey, Josh.
And
hey, Bruce.
And I also want to wish James and Rin, the Invincibles, Happy Samhain as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's here in the U.S. It's pretty much like, aside from the people celebrating Samhain, Halloween, kids would be going out and in costumes and getting candies.
Basically teaching them it's okay to beg. But other than that...
You know what? That's something I really didn't grow up with. It's kind of different in my childhood. Like, we really don't celebrate it. It's maybe the kids in school or maybe, you know, the kids in the nursery, they would be dressed up in costumes and stuff. But actually having kids going around from house to house to get candy, you know, shouting trick-or-treat, I don't know. I don't remember doing that. It's kind of different in my family. Like I grew up in a Catholic family, and you know, and November 1st, which is actually All Saints Day. Yeah, we would just go to the cemeteries to visit the graves of our grandparents and relatives. That's much how like we do it.
Much like the Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the traditional Mexican celebration. I never really celebrated that too much, but there were a few times that, you know, we did participate in the Los Dias de los Muertos celebrations, the All Saints Day and All Souls Days celebrations.
And I would say you get to see a lot of your families, a lot of yeah. It's like a reunion for us, too, and we get to see each other. Kind of morbid, though, but, you know.
It's a morbid reunion, but yeah, it's a reunion nonetheless. But.
Yeah, but it works. And we get to see each other. Yeah, so to all people who celebrate Samhain, I wish you all happy Samhain. November is election month, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and a few weeks ago, was it? New Jersey? It's now legal to get married now. I think they just passed the law, right?
Out of all states, who knew? New Jersey.
Yeah,
which is honestly, good. I would think states like New York or California or Florida when it came to gay marriage because of the heavy, or Chicago, Illinois, or someplace, you know, mm-hmm. New Jersey.
I would think California, yeah.
I would think California, too.
Yeah. And what else? In Tennessee, they're doing something. They're having a vote on banning on gay marriage right now, I believe. And I think Michael West and Freddie Freeman are in a movement right now. They're working on a movement to vote against banning gay marriage. So I hope they do well on that one, and I hope their voices be heard.
I don't think there is I think there's a few other states that are having votes on that right now, and I know that this is a real hotbed topic right now, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a smokescreen topic compared to everything else that has happened this year, especially in Congress and with George Bush. But the only advice that I give this year for the voting season is this is next to the vote that's coming up in the next 2 years, a very important vote. A lot is riding on this vote this year, and I'm encouraging everybody who is registered to vote to go out and vote. Don't just slack off, and to please vote with your heart. Don't vote on what you've been fed by the organizations that are for and against any type of propositions or any of the incumbents or anybody who's running. Vote with your heart. That's all. It's the only advice that I could give.
But you know what, Roy? It's kind of hard because this podcast is being heard by probably a lot of you know, gay people, and we're pretty much mm-hmm. preaching to the choir.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but so what can we do? I mean, we can do really is to talk to other people and try to convince to.
The only thing we can do, and then, you know, I mean, you've got people like Mark Foley, who's, you know, and Congress, who are trying to, you know, again, make homosexuality look like a disease because of the whole, I was abused by a priest, and, you know, now that's why I'm sexually molesting young pages and stuff like that.
Gosh.
Don't believe the hype. Take, you know, as Public Enemy would once say, homosexuality is not a disease. It's been proven not to be a disease in a mental illness or anything. It is a natural thing. So don't let any smoke screens and, you know, completely blind you. And basically the only thing that you can do is, even though confrontations can be scary sometimes, engage in conversation. Mm-hmm. Definitely engage in conversation. See where people's prejudices are coming from and see if, you know, not necessarily change them overnight, because there are some people out there that are so headstrong that's not going to happen. But at least put the seeds inside their head to let them know that everything they know that they think is right could be wrong.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, okay, not to be, what do you call this, thinking bad about it, but I would say if ever we lose or, you know, in the future, this is something that we're going to laugh at. This is something we're going to look back
Definitely.
And, oh, back then, I can't believe we were doing that, the government would do this and that, and now we're just going to look back to it and laugh at the banning of gay marriage and stuff. And I'm quite sure about probably a decade, 2 decades from now, people, like you said, Roy, if we plant the seeds right now on making people think and talking about it, in the future, may not be the near future, people would think light of it and have a better way of viewing
the
gay
best
marriage.
Advice that I could give, sorry to interrupt you there, but the best advice that I could give to anybody who has any friends or family or anything that is either on the fence about the notion of gay marriage and gay rights, or is so headstrong and can't understand why it's important for us to have rights and not to be treated as second-class citizens, I've always said that the best thing to do is to either rent it for them or direct them to a video store that has a DVD of a movie called If These Walls Could Talk Part 2. This was an anthology movie that was on HBO back in the 90s. No, actually, it wasn't in the 90s. It was not too long ago, probably like 6 or 7 years ago. And even though it deals with lesbian couples, the movie dealt with issues that gay people deal with in general. The whole idea of being a gay couple trying to have a child. The idea of a gay couple being comfortable in the fact that they are an open gay couple, you know, how do we, you know, do this without being ridiculed, mocked, and possibly killed? But most importantly, there is a story in there that shows why it is important for us to have the same basic rights that married couples do. I would like to now officially add something else to that list that you should direct people to go see. And if your friends, family, relatives, whatever, has access to iTunes, direct them to the iTunes store, and for $1.99, either download for them or have them download the episode from season 1 of 30 Days called Gay Straight. And for those who are not familiar with the show 30 Days, it's done by the same guy who did the documentary Supersize Me.
Oh, him,
and
okay.
What he does is he takes somebody who has such an extreme viewpoint and places them in the polar opposite. For an example, this episode, someone who is an absolute Bible-thumping, God-fearing, homosexual hater, basically. He is a complete homophobe, feels that, you know, it's God's mistake and whatnot, and can't understand why homosexuals exist, and, you know, treats them.
What did he do to him?
Well, what they do is they take him and they have him live with a gay man in San Francisco for 30 days in hopes that it would open his eyes. And it does. That's the thing. And not only does it open the eyes for him, but it opens the eyes for the viewers as well, for those who are actually willing to sit down and give the episode a chance and watch it. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest having them watch that as well.
Yeah, maybe that's something I need to show my sister, because my sister is right now is very, very conservative, because she's married to a very conservative guy. And maybe I should try to talk to her. I did come out to her last August. No, I came out to her 2 years ago, but I came out to the family for the record last August. And probably I could just have another talk with her about, you know, because she's a citizen and she's going to be voting, and I guess this is the best time to...
Now's the best time. Do it before the elections next week.
Yeah.
Or no, the elections are next week. Do it before the elections next week. Yeah.
So, guys, I know you guys are going to vote wisely, but probably you can convince your friends and family. I should record now. Is he ringing right now? Did you just add him? Brian?
Can you hear me?
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. I hope you don't mind if we're recording right now. Just a quick one. I know you're busy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to have you on our show, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like that.
What'd you say to, like, what about Nard, about 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, probably. We'll see. I think that's a good time. This next week is going to be busy with a couple of recordings I'm going to do in South Padre Island. So, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
Wow. It's nice to hear you.
Caught me in between studies.
Oh, yay! Really? Yay! Well, okay, we won't keep you too much then, and I wish you well.
We just wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
I wish I was able to catch you while you were in Dallas. My itinerary is pretty
booked. You were in Dallas?
Yeah, I was in Dallas. Show us how much you listen to my podcast.
Maybe that was the latest.
Specifically for you.
Oh, when I heard you say that you were going to be in Dallas, I was like, oh, damn it. I was like, why did I have to have a full schedule? Did you at least get to go find some time anywhere to go down and see the freaks in Oak Lawn?
No, I didn't actually even get to leave the hotel area. I was at a conference all weekend.
I see.
The only break I got was to go to Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
And some place called Champa's.
Champa's? Is that a
sports bar.
Oh, how butch.
Dallas, where you in?
Yeah. I was at the Intercontinental in Addison.
Addison, as we call it.
Addison.
Addison?
That's been near Louisville.
We say it with jazz hands, and we go, Addison.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm sure echoing. All right, so I hope you do well with your exam. You're going to have an exam, is that it?
I have an exam on... neurologic pediatrics.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Baby brains.
I head to Europe. I'm going to Europe.
Ah. Okay.
Oh, wow. Take pictures.
It shows how much you listen to the podcast, too. I talked about Paris and Amsterdam.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Okay. Uh-huh. You have permission to smack me.
Okay, well. And, yeah, so 2 weeks actually would be better because I'll be back then.
That'd all right,
we can talk about
it. I really
that,
don't think I'm going to bring my computer or any way to communicate while I'm in Europe. So.
Well, plus also the time zones would be weird. So,
yeah, I'd be talking like 3 a.m. and that would not be free.
Not feel good.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so probably we'll catch you again. We'll email you or contact you very soon.
Yeah, yeah. I don't usually turn on Skype unless I know someone's going to be wanting to talk to me, so... So why don't you give me an email? What, is this the day you normally podcast?
Oh, yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
Usually, we usually do it right after we watch our shows.
Yeah. We can talk about
it. Right after you watch your stories.
Oh, well, if you call heroes our stories, then yeah.
Oh, shit, I missed it.
Oh,
just go download it off of NBC.
Or you can go to Sci-Fi Channel. They also have a rerun in that. So.
Oh, yeah, they do. Okay, I'll watch it. Yeah, so what? So the 13th?
November. Yeah, that would be November 13th.
November 13th, something like 13th, 14th. Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. It'll be the first day back from Europe and my birthday.
Oh,
yes. Okay, so there you go, Nard. November 13th. Let's do it.
Okay, we'll do that. Cool. We'll schedule it. Well, how can people catch you or catch your podcast?
They can either check it out on iTunes, Ox Populi, or they can go to oxpopuli.libsyn.com.
All right. So, yeah, everyone listening, so check him out, Ox Populi.
Check it out.
It's Brian.
A fun show. It's about a West Coaster meeting with East Coast mentality, and it's just I mean,
yeah,
you got some great stories on that show. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, I've got more that are coming up that are really bizarre, especially after Halloween tomorrow.
Oh, I bet.
Should be interesting.
Oh, that's right. Which we'll be talking about in the show too.
Yes. Oh, good.
All right. So
hopefully
okay.
I'm going to pop in at the world's the country's largest Halloween parade, which is it's in New York. So.
Oh,
I didn't even know they had parades for Halloween. So.
I think that's the first I've heard of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a freak fest.
Freak fest.
Not your normal New York freak fest, but an intentional freak fest.
No, a normal New York freak fest would be riding the subway.
Yes.
So.
And seeing Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah.
Yes. I see him everywhere. I saw Denzel Washington last week.
Oh.
He and Will Smith were filming a movie right near my college.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Take pictures.
Something called American Gangster or something like that.
I just can't see Will Smith in a gangster movie. Just Will Smith, gangster, the two names.
70s. 70s gangster movie. Because they had all the extras were dressed like pimped out, you know, hoes and pimp daddies.
I can't see Will Smith dressed up in pimp clothes. I'm sorry, that's just a mental image. I can't get in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm closing down Google. Okay, so, hey, say hi to Michael.
I will.
Okay.
He just stopped in the room. He heard me talking and was wondering who I was talking to. And he slinked out of the room.
Oh, that's right. It's pretty late there right now. Oh, it's 10:30, something like that.
It's 10:30.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So I guess we're going to let you go. Just good luck on that exam, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I will look forward to talking more with you in 2 weeks.
All right. Okay.
Okay, take care, Brian.
Take care, Brian.
Bye.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
I got a listener email from London. Okay, his name is Justin. And let me read this email here. I've been listening to you and thought the show is really great. Well, thank you, Justin. I know you mentioned some stuff that you read on Planet Out about bear health, so I thought I'd let you know about my site, www.bearhealth.co.uk. I do it in my free time, and it's not funded or anything, but I think it's really important to get this kind of information out there. I also have another broader site called www.healthwithpride.com. Yeah, keep up the shows. I think it's great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Justin, for your email. Yeah, I'm featuring Justin here, and he does have a very interesting website. It's about, as it says, bear health. All right. So, okay, he's about the web author, Dr. Justin. What to say about me? Well, firstly, I'm an out gay man. So much of what you've read on the website comes from my own ponderings and experiences, and also the conversations and questions I've answered over the years from friends, acquaintances, and the guys down the pub. Yeah, they call it pub there, I guess. We just call it the bar here in US, I guess. I'm single, and I live in Peckham in southeast London. Work-wise, I'm a public health doctor working in London. All right, so thank you for sending an email, and you're my Wolf of the Bar feature today. So everyone, check his website at bearhealth.co.uk. All right, let's go for some bear events, guys. Noche de Boxers in Mexico. Yeah, November 18th. Okay, so let me read some of the blurb here. They're going to have a Bears Full Monty. Interesting. It's going to be held in La Poule. La Poule 39? La Poule. I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be Bears Full Monty, Contacts Night, Go-Go Bears, Strippers, Hot Room, and the fee is 110 pesos. That includes a beer already. No drugs, no people under 18. Men are only allowed in this event. Wow, interesting. Okay, so check out the website at bearmex.com. Okay, let's go to the UK. Manchester, United Kingdom. November 17th, it's Pre-Hibernation. Hairy back to Manchester. Registration pack only £15 for a weekend of hairy fun. How much is £15, guys? Okay, so the Outpost, once again, is the hub of bear activities all pre-hibernation weekend. And as usual, you'll find consistently good value on drinks with all drinks at reduced price. Okay, so yeah, support the bar that supports you. Nice. Let me see. There's more here. Pop along to Ba Bar and meet the bear buddies who can answer all your questions. This will be particularly useful for you guys who are coming to Manchester by yourselves, maybe for the first time. The perfect opportunity to meet up with similar guys. So check out the website at manbears.co.uk. All right, how about something local this time? Palm Springs, California, Lazy Bear Holiday on November 22nd. Join us in Palm Springs this Thanksgiving weekend for our second annual Lazy Bear Holiday weekend, featuring events such as Sweat Dance, Santa Bear Saturday, Sunday Furry Sunday, Black Bear Retail Romp, and Club Day. Our first year was a huge success, and this year's going to be even bigger, better, and funkier. So check out the website at lazybearweekend.com. All right, if you go to the front page of the website, bearpodcast.com, you'll see the ad box sponsors that I have. And so far I have two, Bear Fever from bearfever.com. They're Dallas-based. And Healthy Coffee, and their website is myganoxl.biz/cafej. So yeah, check out their websites through those links at the Adbox sponsors area on the front page of bearpodcast.com. And if you want to make an ad or promote a website or a product or whatever, just send me an email at bearpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can also click on one of the empty boxes, and you'll get more information from there. Okay, now let's go back to the show. All right, let's do some shout-outs now, Roy.
As they do on the Donna Drew Show, shout-out!
Mm-hmm, okay. So let me see, what do I have? Mario, yeah, shout-out to Mario. He was the guest in the last episode, episode 90. He is going to Iraq very soon. And hey, Roy, what do you think of the show with Mario? Wasn't it interesting to hear about bears in the Middle East?
Yeah, it was very interesting to hear a normal show done without, you know, using the magic of Skype or Google, that it was actually in the comforts of your own living room.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to know, were you guys naked when you taped it?
No, we weren't. Just shirtless, just undies. No, I'm kidding.
Ooh.
No, we're just in the living room. Because it was early in the morning. We just ate that breakfast. We went out. We came back. And that after same afternoon, we have to go somewhere else to eat more pork. Because
he had to get his intake of pork, huh?
Yeah, poor Mario. So Mario, if you're listening to this, shout out, and I hope you do well. Dodge those bullets in Iraq, okay? And who else? Congratulations to Tommy. He's the host of Moment of Minutia, and he had a funny story in the Live Journal when he attended Bear Fest by the Trinity River Bears in Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah.
Then he just happened to join the contest and ended up winning. Yeah, so damn, I wish it was there. I wanted to see his hairy ass and stuff, you know. But nice. So congratulations, Tommy. Okay, so how about you? Any shout-outs on your side?
I got a couple of shout-outs. First, I want to give a shout-out to Dave Hayes out there in San Francisco. Congratulations on the weight loss. How difficult weight loss can be, and I just want to say, you know, keep it going. You know, if you reach a plateau, don't worry. Everybody reaches a plateau when they're losing weight. Just don't let it threaten. If you cheat, you cheat. You know, tomorrow's another day. So keep it going. I also want to give a shout-out to Jeff, who is part of the musical group known as Flipping the Pig. He's also known as Rudy Magoo, too, on LiveJournal. I'm going to actually be featuring some of his music on my next episode of The Fur Factor. I'm going to give him a shout-out, and you know, thanks for actually giving me some of his music. His stuff is great. You should go out and check it out. Mm-hmm. Also want to give a quick shout-out to the Dallas Bears. I am now officially a member of the Dallas Bears, and Chris is with them as well. As a matter of fact, he's rejoined the Dallas Bears. He used to be a member of them, and he used to be an officer, as a matter of fact. In fact, he used to be the Dallas Bears historian, and he's now rejoined the Dallas Bears, and I'm along with them, and I just want to give a shout-out to my Bear Brothers and the Dallas Bears. And we've got something brewing in the works in December with the Dallas Bears. And all I have to say is pole dancing.
So that's what it is.
Okay. Specifically me and pole dancing. And I will get into details as we get further.
All right. That's going to be in December, right? Early December.
We're aiming at early December right now. So okay. As I said, as details come along to me, then I'll be able to reveal more. But as for now, that's what I got. Mm-hmm. One last plug. Anybody out there, if you are a fan of Mystery Science Theater 3000, I need to direct you to a website called Riff Tracks. Riff Tracks is run by Mike Nelson from MST3K, and it's a podcast that you pay for, but it is well worth it, because what you do is for $2.99, you download a running audio commentary that you can play while watching a movie. Chris and I just recently purchased the running commentary done Mystery Science Theater 3000 style for the classic movie Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, it was one of the funniest things we've ever listened to. Other titles include The Matrix, Point Blank, Top Gun, X-Men, Cocktail, Star Trek V, The Fifth Element, Roadhouse, and Crossroads with Britney Spears. And their next release that's getting ready to come out is Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which is a movie I think really needs to be made fun of. But it's him along with everyone else from the show. So if you need an MST3K fix and you're tired of watching the old episodes and you want something new, this is the best alternative you're going to get. Go check it out at rifftracks.com. Well worth the $2.99.
All right, so I guess that's it. That wraps up the show, huh? Okay. So send your comments to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 206-666. I'm sorry, I'm leaving my phone number.
206-222-BEAR.
206-222-BEAR. Oh, my God. I'm so used to doing it on my show.
Okay. Voicemails at 206-222-2327. Okay, leave your voice messages. Leave your voice messages and I'll play it in the show, okay, guys? And, how about you? How do they contact you?
You can email me at xcalibear@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at my podcast. Since I started saying it, I might as well say it. You can leave me a voicemail at my podcast, The Fur Factor, at 206-666-4649. That's 206-666-HOAGIE. And you can also check out my show on iTunes under The Fur Factor, and that's fur spelled FFR.
FFR. Fisting. Wow. No, I'm not going to say anything.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so everyone.
Rating from last night's stage set, so I apologize.
Okay, so visit the website, guys, www.bearpodcast.com, and you can find the Bear Podcast also on iTunes, or you can subscribe via iTunes on the website of bearpodcast.com.
And if you're a MySpace whore, you can find us on MySpace, too.
MySpace.com/bearpodcast. And you'll be able to hear the latest episode whenever you go to the website. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening and have a great week. Many wolves and many hugs.
The faggot's out of here.
Okay, I'm here with Maynard now. Maynard spilled beer all over his hands. Maynard, how do you feel?
I'm pissed. I'm so pissed.
Hey, everyone, we got the quick public service announcement.
Maynard's in a really bad mood right now. Something's wrong with the Nard. He really needs another beer badly. I'm trying to see if I can get him to smile, but he won't smile. Are you going to smile?
Yeah, I'll smile later.
When?
When Red Hot Chili Peppers comes on.
So how is the beer line?
It sucks. Everybody's spilling beer at each other.
You know you're kind of hot when you're mad. See, I told you you'd smile.
This show is dedicated to Steven. And he goes by Colokman in a live journal. He passed away last October 28th and he left this world in peace.
I've only got to know him for a brief period of time, and it's tragic. I mean, he was young when he passed away. He was only 25 years old, which is a shame. He died from a rare form of bone cancer, for those who don't know. But the thing is that for the short period of time that I knew him, he never let it get to him, and he never fell into that despair, and he basically lived life to the fullest. And if there is any good that can come out of this tragedy that has happened, what the legacy that he has left for me is that life is a gift, and that we should treat life as the gift that it is that has been given to us, and to make sure that we do live life to the fullest and take care of ourselves.
So, Stephen, wherever you are, I know you're in good hands now, and you're now resting in peace.
To his family, his close friends, and also to his partner, we offer our deepest condolences.